We're continuing a lesson now, a series that we began 3 weeks ago, and we want to go ahead and pick that up today, and that is the lessons that are based upon the spiritual wellness. This will be our fourth lesson in this series as we look at this, and what we're doing is we're doing these checkups upon ourselves just to see how we are doing. And we've come today to this lesson, which is going to be a lesson that has to do with how well we hear. So, you know, realize that in the physical realm, we need checkups from the doctors on occasion. We need ways to make sure that our bodies are in good working order. And in the same way, spiritually, since we must remember that our bodies are living sacrifices to the Lord, and we know that the reality is that if spiritually we're not fit, that we may come in a position of condemnation. We realize that the physical body is perishing, and the scriptures tell us, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. And so we must all the more examine ourselves spiritually, looking into the word of life, the mirror of our souls, in regards to the love that we have for one another, in regards to the love that we have for the Lord, in regards to our service to our Father in heaven and our service to one another. And so our fourth spiritual checkup today is we're going to be checking our hearing. And there will be no test after this service, but we do want to make sure that what we're hearing is something important. We realize this. Hearing in the church. Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Jesus said, he who has an ear, let him hear. And my guess is that all of us here today have ears. And so we need to move those ears and make sure that they're listening to what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, during his earthly ministry, Jesus used this statement, let him who has ears to hear, hear, many, many times. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 9, and if we look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, Jesus says it again, he who has ears, let him hear. And in his letters to the churches, John in Revelation wrote these same kind of words. Hearing aids us to overcome. And Jesus said to him that overcomes, and listen, when we overcome, he says, I will give you to eat from the tree of life. There's a good reason to listen. Another, Jesus said that when we overcome, we shall not be hurt by the second death. There's another very good reason to listen. And he says, I will give those who overcome some of the hidden manna to eat. And we realize that all those things have to do with eternal life. And so hearing certainly has quite a bit to do with our eternal lives. In the book of Mark, we read in your hearing today, chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. And as you look at that, we realize the importance of what Jesus is saying there. He's underlining the problem that is in society today, the problem that may exist in many of the churches today, and simply is that people do not hear with understanding. And so we need to pay close attention when it comes to spiritual matters. And I'm convinced that we need to appreciate good listening, because it's far from many. And since the church itself is the pillar and the ground of the truth, it certainly behooves us to listen to what the church has to say according to the scriptures. And all these things concern our relationship with the Father in heaven, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I believe it appropriate then to look at some of the things that have to do with how well do we hear. And as in our last lesson, we did point out some of the things that were different types of hearing. And so we want to look at that. Isaiah wrote of such people in Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 20. He said, opening the ears, but he does not hear. And so Jesus applied this to many in his day. And in Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 15, he spoke to them in parables, the scripture says, so that hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In Isaiah, his prophecy is fulfilled, as Jesus put it, in hearing you will hear and you shall not understand. In verse 15 of that text in Matthew, Jesus says the hearts of these people, quoting Isaiah, has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. And we want to be careful that we're not a people who our ears grow dull or they're hard of hearing. You know, over time, it's easy, especially for those who have been members of the body for a long, long time, to get in a situation where I've heard that. And I've heard that, and I've heard that, and I've heard that. And sometimes what we do, and we'll talk about this later, is we get itchy ears and we stop wanting to hear the same old story. And then we start wanting to hear something new. And then we start believing something new. And we add innovations to the body, and those things bring nothing but failure in the eyes of God. Jesus went on to say, lest they hear with their ears and that they should understand with their hearts and turn and listen, hearing so that I may heal them. Jesus will be able to heal us from our sins and from our iniquities and from the troubles in life and the problems that any congregation has. They can first turn to the hearing of the Lord, to His Word, and that's where healing comes from. And so some are this way because they're unable to hear. Some people have that dull of hearing. Their heart seems to be hard, and they close their ears to the truth. And we certainly want to avoid that in our lives. And who are these people that Jesus is talking about in this text in Matthew chapter 13? You know, if you go way back at the beginning of the chapter, in verse 13, rather, at the beginning of our text, it's common everyday people. It's the multitudes that gather there together to hear Him. In verse 15, we see just how important this is, that I should heal them. And so common everyday people. And when I say common everyday people, and when Jesus talked about the multitudes that assembled, He's talking about sinners. He's talking about saints or the followers there. He's talking about murderers and adulterers and fornicators and liars and so on and so on. Those who that's the common everyday people. And so these words aren't just for the church. We're the pillar and the ground of the church. We're the ones that administer these words to the world. Therefore, those who do not develop this hearing, this good hearing, they can be prevented from understanding the Scriptures. They're prevented from understanding God's saving power, His saving grace, and that inability to hear hinders them in their walk with the Lord. His salvation is in their life. Another thing, too, is those who are dull of hearing, and we've mentioned that a few times, and some of the dull in hearing, we read in Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 11, of whom He said, we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. And when a person has this problem, that person, it's hard for others to explain things to them when we become dull of hearing. You think of somebody that not only is unable to hear, that they have a hardness of hearing, but this dullness of hearing. So they've heard untruth so long in their life that it's very difficult for them to receive the truth. People have heard you're saved by faith and faith alone for so many years. And when we present the words of God to them, it bounces off of them. They're dull, unable to cut through. And you think of a knife when you're trying to cut, you know, the most dangerous knife for anybody that uses knives in cooking is a dull knife. because they're dangerous. They slip and slide, and it's easy to cut yourself. A sharp knife does exactly what you want it to do, and some people's their ears are dull of hearing. They're unable, and that's a dangerous state to be in. In those cases, the fault is not with the subject matter. It's not with the Bible. It's not with the Word of God. It's with the presenter or the hearer. And so we need to be careful. Another point here is those with itching ears. I mentioned that earlier in 2 Timothy chapter 2. As we look at this in verses 2 through 4, really in context. Those who have itching ears are some people, they'll listen to anything that makes them happy, anything that pleases them. As we listen to the Apostle Paul and what he says about this text, he tells us that they'll no longer listen to the word of truth. They turn away from the truth of God's word unto fables, he says. And they heap up for themselves teachers with itching ears because they don't want to hear the truth anymore. And these people, they'll never accept any longer the word of God. And we need to be careful. We're not a people with itching ears. They don't like sound doctrine. And listen, sometimes sound doctrine requires some hard preaching. In verse 2 there, Paul tells them, you know, he instructs Timothy to go out and he says, preach the word in season and out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. Those people that have itchy ears are not going to want to hear you, Timothy. But he says, go ahead and preach that in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. And that's something that sometimes can interfere with our ability to hear the word of God when we have itchy ears and we just want to hear sweet things. We want to hear things that are going to make us feel good all the time. And so many often today are afflicted with this as a problem. It's a torment. This hearing problem of itching ears. What about those who do good and have noble hearts? Those with good and noble hearts. What about that person? In Luke chapter 18 and verse 15, Jesus spoke of these people as he talked about the sower and the seed, if you remember that. And as he's looking here in verse 15, he talks about people who receive that seed and they have good and noble hearts. That's the seed that grows within. And we all know what the seed is. The seed is the precious word of God. And so we want to be that people. This is where we really want to turn. We want to be a people that have a good and noble heart that's ready to receive that word. People who instead of not liking sound doctrine, instead of having itching ears, instead of having dull hearing, instead of having a hard time with hearing, we want to be a people that can receive the word of God with a good and noble heart. Jesus said that this is the people that keep the word. And that's admirable. Remember that word has to do with the salvation of our souls. And so being able to keep that word has quite a bit to do with being able to partake one day of that tree of the fruit of life. To be able one day to avoid the second death. To be able one day to eat of that manna that's hidden away for now. And we want that good and noble heart, don't we? We need to be like those Bereans. And they were hearers of this kind of word. And the Bible says that they received the word with readiness. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. This is the kind of hearer that we want to be. We want to receive the word with readiness. We want that word to land itself upon a good and noble heart and grow fruit to fruition. Why is it so important that we be this kind of hearer? There's several reasons. The importance of good hearing to be blessed. We want to be good hearers because being a good hearer also means that God's blessing us. For those willing to hear properly, the wonderful things, the amazing things, and the powerful things of God's Word. If we hear, we will be blessed. in Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17, he says, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Not just do we want to see, we want to hear. We want to hear. And I'm not telling you not to look at the preacher. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But we want to hear. It's more important what's being said, that we are like those Bereans. We check those scriptures, make sure that what's being said is true. Jesus goes on to say, "But assuredly I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men, they desired to hear what we're hearing right now." When we think of the Word of God and we read the words of Jesus and of Paul and of James and of Peter, when we read these words of the Old Testament also, we're hearing something that the prophets of old desired to hear but were never, ever able to hear. They were not able to see what we see through the Word of God and its wonder. To hear what you and I see, they did not hear. And so we have a special gift. It's a blessing from God to be able to live in these times. Yes, the times are difficult. Yes, there's crazy things going on in the world. The things are topsy-turvy. You know, the Pharisees accused Peter and James of turning the world upside down. Well, the world's already upside down today. Maybe it just never came back. But everything that's good is bad, and everything that's bad is good. We know that. But we have something in hearing God. Something that they didn't have. And things which great people like David and Daniel, they wanted this. They yearned for the opportunity. But we have it. And so many forsake the blessing. You know how they forsake the blessing? They forsake the assemblies. They forsake the Bible studies. And in many cases, they don't even study at home. And they're missing out on that great, great blessing. And so to be blessed is to hear the Word of God. And to realize that we have something precious, something that the church, before the church, they didn't have that. Can you see this? You see how great the Word is and how blessed we are just to have that Word. And we miss out on the amazing spiritual blessings if we don't carefully heed that and hear it. Also, it's also great to saving of faith. You know, we all know Romans 1 and 16. I imagine if you're a member of the body of Christ, you couldn't possibly not know that Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the words of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." But in verse 17, he says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The Word of God comes to us and it's revealed to us from faith to faith. And we grow in that every time we partake in it, every time we hear it. Such faith comes through the gospel of Christ, often involving listening to a preacher. Romans 10 and 14 tells us how shall we call on him whom we have not believed, and how shall we believe in him whom we have not heard? And blessed are, how shall they hear without a preacher, he says. And so we need preaching, we need teaching, we need admonition. In verse 17 of Romans 10, he says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." It's a powerful thing to the saving of our souls. To bearing fruit. We all need to be fruit bearers. And in the parable of the sower, again, as we go back to Luke 8, that should say Luke 8, was one which we heard properly. He heard properly, and that fruit would grow within his heart. You know, there were seeds there that fell on the good ground. Those who, having heard the word with a good and noble heart, kept it. And they bear fruit with patience. So we're all fruit bearers. When you start hearing the Word of God, that seed grows in you. And whether you know it or not, it's producing in you a fruit. And that fruit, of course, is not only the salvation of your soul, not only your faith, and not only the blessings from the Lord, but it's the ability to share that fruit with another person. We buy a lot of bananas at our house, and Dominic eats most of them. But we love that fruit, and it's always there to share. And it's because bearing fruit we can understand God. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, he tells us that. You know, which he says has come to you also as it has in the whole world. How did it come to the whole world? By bearing fruit. That's the way it's happened. And he says, since the day they heard it. So the Word of God is spread around as fruit since the day they heard it, because they're bringing forth more and more fruit by the grace of God in truth. So hearing, and by hearing, we'll understand God's grace. And Lord willing, we'll be motivated to become a zealous people to bear this fruit in the world. To prevent apostasy, and this is something that certainly we can't overlook, because there's a real danger with every soul. It's so nice to live in a world where you believe that falsity that once saved, you're always saved, isn't it? Isn't that a great world to live in? Once saved, always saved. Ask Jesus in your heart, you can live your life and sin the rest of your life, and it's okay because you're still going to heaven, because once you were saved, you're always saved. And we know that's not true. The Scriptures tell us that Paul talks about people in the book of Galatians chapter 6 who have fallen from grace. We're exhorted in the book of Hebrews not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. He says, for if we sin willfully, we have no more sacrifice for our sin. Certainly that's not true. And we could go on and on and on, but the point here is that hearing prevents apostasy. Hearing properly from the Word of God prevents us from falling away. And hearing properly for us avoids neglecting the great salvation that's talked about in Hebrews chapter 2. You know, therefore we must give more earnest heed. We need to pay really close attention to the things which we have heard. That's what the writer says. The things which we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken, listen, if the word spoken through angels, steadfast in every transgression of disobedience, receive their just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? And at first that was spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by us who heard Him. Isn't that great? And so we want to prevent apostasy. We just need to continue to take heed. Hang on to the hearing. Don't drift away. And remember where these words came from. All Scripture's written by the breath of God. It's all inspired by God. We heard it from Him. Jesus got it from Him through the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave it to the apostles, and through the Holy Spirit they continued on with the Word. And now we hear what He said. It's an amazing, powerful thing. The only solution is to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. More earnest heed. Remember, we're a people zealous. We should be zealous for good work. We need to be zealous to hear. Poor hearing is often the very first step in falling away. If you don't want to hear it anymore, you're going to be falling away. If you're not around enough to hear it, you start falling away. And apostasy is a terrible place to be. In the book of Hebrews, the writer says that if you've partaken of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, if you've been a partaker of the Holy Spirit's and the power of things to come, and you turn away from that, you turn away from the Word of God, he says it's impossible to renew them to faith and repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put Him to an open shame. But that's how important hearing is. It's a blessing from God. It's a saving of our... It's something that through faith, the hearing of faith, saves us. It's something of enables us to bear fruit to help other people, and of course it keeps us from falling away. To avoid rejection is another reason for hearing. In Matthew 10, in verses 14 through 15, you know, Jesus went out and he began to preach right away in that area. He began to preach and he got disciples and he sent disciples out to preach. And they went from house to house, it says. And Jesus said, whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, he says, you depart from them. You leave that city. You shake off the dust from your feet. You know, when you don't want to hear the Word of God anymore, or when anybody just doesn't want to hear the Word, when they sit and hear it and hear it and hear it, but they don't let it sink in or they don't act upon it, there's a time in which spiritually you're going to be left. You're going to be rejected. The feet are going to be dusted off and you're going to be left behind. Jesus says it's more tolerable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be in the day of judgment. For that day, you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, even if you're not a Bible student, you know what Sodom and Gomorrah is. And you know all the accounts of the fire and the brimstone that came down out of heaven to destroy that city. Jesus says it'll be worse for you if you don't hear and act. We judge ourselves unworthy of eternal life when we don't hear. In Acts chapter 13, in verses 44 through 49, as you look at that text, we realize that on the Sabbath day, the whole city came together there. Why did they come together? To hear the Word of God. That's powerful. But something bad happened there. The Jews, they were filled with indignation. They were an angry people. They were envy and contrary. They were blaspheming. They were opposing everything that the apostles Paul was saying. They wouldn't hear it. They were like those bratty, a young child that's acting kind of bratty, and they stick their fingers in their ears and they say, I don't want to hear it. Blah, 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 blah. They just, that kind of people. They wouldn't hear it. And Paul and Barnabas, they got pretty bold and they said it's necessary that the Word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and you judge yourselves unworthy, you hear what they did? They rejected the Word of God and therefore they judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life. Powerful. To avoid rejection from God, you don't want to judge yourself unworthy. We don't want to be those people who judge ourselves unworthy to everlasting life. We need to be like the Gentiles then and hear the Word of God and receive it with gladness. To escape condemnation is another reason to pay attention closely to the words of God. Jesus talked about the men of Nineveh. We think about Nineveh and Jonah and how he preached to them. And they heard. They repented. And Jesus talks about those in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 41. And he also talks about the queen of the south who traveled a great distance just to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And when you think about those things, the men of Nineveh, Jesus said, will rise up with this generation to condemn it. They're going to condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And they said, Jesus says, indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. Who do you suppose that was? That was Jesus himself. And the queen of the south also rose up and she came, will rise up in judgment against this generation, he says, and to condemn it. For if she came from the ends of the earth to hear wisdom of Solomon, and indeed, he says, a greater than Solomon is here. And they were unwilling to listen. We have the precious words of life right here. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a Lord unto my path. And I swear that I will keep this word. I confirm that I will keep this word. Psalm 105, verse 10, I don't remember. My mind went blank, but you know it. We'll find it. But it's important. Unwilling to hear the Son of God, it brings condemnation by other people. And hopefully, what we're getting here is that we better appreciate the opportunities to hear God's Word and the importance of good hearing. And so what can we do to improve it? Very quickly, here's what we can do. Better steps to improving hearing. Make hearing an act of your worship. How you listen to God's Word being preached or read is as much indication of your devotion to God, and how you pray and sing is an indication of your worship and devotion to God. We have opportunities with God, and we need to have worshiping attitudes. Is that not a proclamation of God's Word? God deserves our rapt. He reserves our captive attention. Listen, from the first to the last. That's important. We need to hear everything in context. Pay attention all the way through. So important. Do you expect to understand a novel if you just read the first page and leave the rest to go? You don't understand it. And it's the same thing with God's Word. It's the same thing with listening. We must follow through and hear the full context. And of course, speakers, they have a responsibility to make sure that you get introduced to the subject. The speaker has to present the main points with supporting arguments and conclude with a summary. And so hearers must also listen to that all the way through. Look at the speaker. I don't mean right this second, but look at the speaker. I mean, that's really important because it helps you to keep your mind from, it helps you to concentrate. It helps to keep your mind from going off and finding something else to think about. Try it. See if it makes a difference. Lean forward in your seat. If you feel like you're just kind of drifting off and maybe you catch yourself really not listening, just lean forward in your seat. I tend to do that whenever I'm back there listening. When we have gospel meetings and the preachers, I tend to lean forward in my seat. That keeps me in an attentive mode. It keeps me from being too relaxed. It keeps me from falling asleep. And so, but try it. Try that too. See if it makes a difference. Also, read along in your Bibles. I really understand faithfulness and a spiritual maturity when I hear those pages flipping around as we go from text to text to text. Read along in your Bibles. Remember, the more you see and hear, the more you'll remember. That's just seeing and hearing helps us to remember. So read it along. It also improves greatly your knowledge of the Scriptures. You want your children. I have no doubt that if you have children, you want them to do this. And so we need to provide that example. Hear with faith. You know, the Hebrew writer, we need to be a people who are willing to believe what we're told in God's Word. We're told to test all things, test every spirit. We're told to even test God's Word. He doesn't tell us just to close your eyes, hear what somebody says, and just believe it, and don't think about it. He tells us to test. But you notice what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, as you look at that in verses 1 and 2. Those people who died in the wilderness, why did they die? Why is it that they never entered into the promised land? Why did they not enter into the rest of the Lord? Why is it that some have come short of that? The gospel was preached to us. Why would we come short? For the same reason that they would. Because they didn't take that word that they heard. It didn't do them have any profit in them at all, because it wasn't being mixed with faith in those who heard it. You can sit in this auditorium, in this building, for 100 years and listen to the gospel preached, and you will not be one inch closer to being in heaven with those who've gone before you unless you hear it and do it. You have to mix it with faith. And we know faith without works is dead. So faith has to be a motivating, moving faith. without faith, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he tells us it's impossible to please God. So if we don't hear with faith, we fall short of that heavenly rest. And hear with a mind to act. Why don't you turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 33. I want to hear those pages turning. Ezekiel chapter 33, and we look in verse 32. While you're turning, I'll get this straight. In Ezekiel chapter 33, beginning in verse 30, Ezekiel, we hear these words, "As for you, the Son of Man, the children of your people," talking about you. You beside the walls and the doors of your houses, and they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, "Please come and hear what the word." Please come and hear. Listen, hear what the word. We want to hear what the word, what that is that comes from the Lord. That's what we want to hear. And now these people came and they sat down before, and the scriptures tells us, "My people," and they hear the words, but they do not do them. They weren't mixing the word with faith. They, with their mouths, they show great love. We see people in the world today doing that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. With their mouths, they have great love. But their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they don't do them. Let's make careful that we're not that kind of person. In the book of James, chapter 1, and verse 22 through 25, James talks about those who must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any man be a hearer of the word, he is like unto a man who beholds himself, a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word. He's like a man who beholds himself in a mirror. He sees himself, and he sees what manner of man he is, and he turns away and forgets it right away. And we need to be like that blessed man who hears that word and does it. We need to be doers of the word. It's important. As hearing may be, blessedness comes only if we become doers. So how important then is good hearing? In conclusion, when it comes to hearing God, it's very important. "Incline your ear and come to me," the Lord says. "Hear, and you shall live." You know, it's essential for a good life and a good soul. Is there ever a time then when God does not hear us? The world would tell you no. God always hears you. But that's not true. Because the time when, "Behold," the Lord says, "the Lord's hand is not slack, shortened it, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear." The Lord himself is never in a position where he can't save or hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden you from his face from you, so that he will not hear. So yes, we can go ahead and walk in sin, and the Lord will not hear us. But we can take care of the problem. We can receive God's word and his mercy. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Without a doubt, we need to be able to listen and to hear. So today, the mercy of God is offered through Jesus Christ, his Son. It's offered to you, to anyone who's willing to hear and become a doer of that word. In Luke 9:35, God came down from heaven and told the disciples, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Have you heeded the word of God today? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Have you believed and accepted the Word as the Word of God and that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you believe those things, repent of your sins, confess the Lord Jesus today and be baptized in the waters to wash away your sins and to be added to the body of Christ, His church here upon the earth. I hope and pray that you're willing to do that today. Tomorrow is going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And if you're a member of the church, does the words of the Lord say, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46 apply. Have we obeyed the Lord, but we've fallen short? And we need to confess that sin and make that right with the Lord so that He can forgive us and return us to faithful worship and fellowship with Him. All things are ready. Whatever need you may have, I invite you earnestly to come forward this day as we stand and as we sing.